Do you know someone suffering from addiction? Call 866-547-6451 or visit us on the web at SoberMalibu.com today. Sober Recovery Center is the only Joint Commission accredited addiction treatment center in Malibu. At the Sober Recovery Center, we treat the underlying psychological disorders and the symptoms of addiction. We live by the creed that one size does not fit all. The bottom line is we provide treatment that works for you or your loved one. Call 866-547-6451 or visit SoberMalibu.com for immediate help for any drug or alcohol problem. Our expert team is committed to helping develop a customized program to ensure your recovery experience is life-changing. The SRC program is the only affordable program to offer such a high quality of care with so many therapies from renowned therapists. Our therapists and doctors will assist you by providing the necessary tools to manage your life and address the issues that have plagued you. Counselors are ready to help you and your loved ones 24 hours a day. That's 866-547-6451 or visit SoberMalibu.com today. Help is just a call away at 866-547-6451.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair, and she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
Are you over your stubborn belly fat? Do you wish you could get the fat out in half a day without the risk of being put under or a heavy surgical fee? Go to 805lipo.com and check out Dr. Adrian Lara's incredible deal for HD liposuction. It's 100% customer recommended and performed by a Harvard-trained surgeon, voted favorite med spa 2 years in a row by VC Star. So what are you waiting for? Go to 805lipo.com before the offer expires.
Welcome to The Brighter Side of Recovery, Families and Couples in Crisis, sponsored by SOBA Recovery Center. Finally, a radio show that not only tackles the brighter side of addiction, recovery, mental health, and anything in life that you are recovering from, but also a show with the answers for family, friends, and those who love an addict. Hosted by award-winning radio show host and motivational leader, Kim Pagano. Sherry Gaba, a psychotherapist and certified recovery coach. Tune in for The Brighter Side of Recovery on The Kim Pagano Show from 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. They bring you the experts, authors, and professionals that speak to the issues that are important to you, the listener. Give them the questions and they will bring you the solutions to whatever you are recovering from. And now, here's Ventura County's radio show host, Kim Pagano.
Welcome back, everyone. And when I say welcome back, I mean we've been here early this morning from 6 to 8. And again, we talk about on those shows, The Brighter Side of Life in the 805. And of course, you have tuned into The Brighter Side of Recovery. And of course, this is sponsored by Sober Recovery Center. And we talk about really anything that you're waking up to and just crises with, families and couples of addiction, recovery, mental health, and really just finding some answers for people that are going through any of those things. I do want to remind you that you can listen to us on our podcast, and our podcast is iTunes/The Kim Pagano Show. And of course, I would love to make sure that you know that you can follow us on Facebook, on Instagram, Twitter, all of those social net, and be a part of our show. I do want to tell you a little bit about our guest today. Our first guest is Mike Herbert, and he is the author of Staying Healthy During Chemo. And then we've got Joan Peck, author of Prime Threat, Shattering the Power of Addiction. Again, I'm Kim. I'm here with Elise. Elise, how are you?
Hi. Thank you for having me. Yeah. I'm doing well today.
Good. And thank you so much for joining me here today. Also, Tom, thank you for being here.
Yeah, always a pleasure, Kim, here on the 2 o'clock show in the afternoon on KVTA.
There you go. There you go. I do want to talk about all of our great giveaways. And do you have them?
Okay, I have them right here. Okay. We have the Midtown Cafe, where you can grab a breakfast burrito filled with local organic ingredients. Always very important. You can also win a big, big prize. How about tulips and roses? An arrangement from a secret garden florist, East Main Street in Ventura. You can call for a dance and date night for you and your partner at House of Dance. Good times dancing at the House of Dance. Urbane Cafe is with us for an all-natural gourmet brunch. You can win tickets to the Buellton Wine and Chili Festival. That's March 12th. And we also have, for Saturday, March 12th, Fox Performing Arts Center presenting Forbidden Broadway. And come see comedian Paula Poundstone. Very, very funny Paula Poundstone. March 5th at 9:30, the Shure Forum in Thousand Oaks.
There you go. And you know what? Why not just start off with some a flower arrangement? And that's from a secret garden florist on East Main Street here in Ventura. Call in right now. I'd love to get those out to you. And, of course, our phone number here is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Our first guest is Mike Herbert, and he's the author of Staying Healthy During Chemo. Mike, are you there?
I am, Kim. How are you doing?
I'm good. Thank you. Thank you so much for joining us here on our show. And tell us a little bit about yourself and why you wrote this book.
Well, I'm a doctor of naturopathic medicine, and I wrote the book because my partner ended up getting stage 4 lymphatic cancer 4 years ago.
Wow. Sorry to hear
that. I was motivated on a personal and a professional level to keep him healthy.
Mm. No question. No question. And so do you feel, you know, on our early shows today, we talked about plant-based diets and, you know, what we eat, almost like the leaky gut. Do you think everything as being a doctor comes from our stomach?
Absolutely.
You do. Okay.
Yeah. Because what we bring into our body is what feeds our body. That means every cell, every organ. So it's crucial. It's very crucial what we decide to put in our mouth and ingest.
Wow, that's interesting. So question, you wrote this book. Is this your first book?
It is.
Oh, congratulations. Why for chemotherapy? Elise, do you mind if I share?
No, I don't mind at all. I'm a breast cancer survivor. And I've gone 10 years now without a reoccurrence. So
thank God.
I'm in remission, and I went through chemotherapy, and I didn't have a book like this, and I wasn't sure what I should do. But I would love to, even though I'm not in chemo now, I still look for answers of
being healthy.
Yeah, to prevent it from coming back, even though I've been through it, you know?
Right. Yeah, and in the book, Staying Healthy During Chemo, it also has over 100 recipes to give people examples of how to eat healthy.
Wow. And, you know, I'm looking at some of the things in here. You talk about maitake mushroom. What kind of mushroom is that? I've never heard of that one.
It's a Japanese mushroom that's really great for stimulating the immune system. Because oftentimes when people are undergoing chemotherapy, their immune system gets taxed because their body is fighting, you know, the chemotherapy drug.
Mm.
So, yeah, it's a great one for boosting the immune system. It's considered an adaptogen by herbologists. That means what it does is it strengthens a healthy cell, the cell wall around a healthy cell. Now, if the cell is not healthy, what it does is it starts deteriorating that cell so it dissolves.
Wow. And now, your book, is it only for people that are going through chemo or just another staying healthy in period?
It's a beautiful guide, just staying healthy and creating a better lifestyle.
So you named it basically because of your partner, because it helped him?
Yes, it did. Yeah. Okay. You know, and I mainly did this because I was doing some stats and looking things up, and it's amazing. It's really kind of sad how many people get diagnosed with cancer every year.
Oh, God. In fact, we are going to be a part of the Susan G. Komen at Dodger Stadium, and we just had her on our last show. In fact, I want to invite everybody. We are going to have a team out there of the Kim Pagano Show, and I've got a couple places open if any of our listeners want to be a part of that. And I would love to get a huge team, so I just want to give a shout-out to that. If anybody's interested, please give me a call at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Let's walk for that cause and really try to win that. So, Mike, let me ask you a question. You are a doctor, and where should we start? You know, I mean, what are we going to find in your book? But it's also a lot about, you talk about changing your thinking, correct?
Yeah, this is a 5-step book, and, you know, basically changing our thinking and developing an attitude towards healing. So this is like the emotional framework. And oftentimes when people get diagnosed with cancer or any sort of diagnosis, they immediately kind of go into like this victim role. And they feel kind of helpless and hopeless. And that's not the case.
Wow.
So the first step is really changing attitude of, my body is a healing machine.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. And so you have to almost believe it so you can feel it, correct?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Okay. I totally agree with that because, go ahead, what were you going to say?
I was just going to say, and so are you saying that the foods that are in your book are foods that are healing foods that help your body to heal maybe even faster than if you didn't eat those foods?
Yeah, exactly. Mm. And we have basically, it's set up in there, the foods to enjoy and the foods to avoid. So it's really easy, really basic. So when somebody's going shopping, they can take a photo of it from their smartphone and bring it with them so that they know what to buy and what not to.
So what foods, like, would you avoid? Would it be like sugar and fat or processed foods, or, you know, what would you avoid as an example?
Yeah, really the foods to avoid are, you know, all processed foods, alcohol, you know, deli meats and cheeses, because oftentimes they have a bunch of fillers in them, caffeine. Dairy foods, and anything that's going to be, you know, sugar-based, either artificially or naturally sugar-based.
What about fruits?
The low glycemic index fruits are great to have, such as green apples and berries.
And now, what about, like, strawberries, or what about quinoa, or any of those, or quinoa, kiwi, or... you know, any of that stuff, would you?
Yeah. Well, kiwis are a little too sweet, but, you know, strawberries are great. Absolutely. Green apples are probably the ultimate best. Or green bananas, but most people don't like them.
All right. So we were talking in our break, and we talked about, Elise was saying that sometimes, gosh, you're so nauseous or during chemotherapy. What are some of the things that that you can naturally do to combat nausea?
Well, part of that is eating small meals. And most of the time, people don't feel like eating, especially not a big meal. And ginger root is great for when we're feeling nauseated. It calms our stomach down, it really works on the nervous system, and it also stimulates the circulation.
Wow, that's great. And so do you recommend a vegan or gluten-free diet during chemotherapy?
Well, gluten-free, yes. But oftentimes when people eat a gluten-free thing, they automatically kind of overcompensate. So I definitely ask people to really watch that. It's just because something says gluten-free on the package, you know, usually it's loaded with sugar.
Oh, that's a big thing to look at, you know. So.
Yeah, you know, sugar is like the number one thing to stay away from. It's been known for decades to to feed cells, including cancer cells.
Right. So, again, I do want to remind anybody that's just joining us right now that you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Recovery. Mike, can you stay on with us for a couple minutes? We're going to take a really quick break, and then when we come back, really just talk about what are the top 10 foods to avoid and why, and what are the best foods to eat to stay healthy during chemotherapy.
There we go. I'll be here.
You got it. All right. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And I would love to give something away. We've got, we've actually got House of Dance. And that is a call for a dance and a date night for you and your partner. And, of course, that is at 3007 Bunsen Avenue out here in Ventura. And I'd love to share those with somebody. Maybe my husband and I are going to do that. That would be fun. Give us a call at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Will you be stressed or serene in 2016? You know, we can't change what's outside of us or fix others. So how do we cope? Audrey Walzer's science-based Learn Mindfulness Meditation course has taught Kim Pagano and hundreds of others in the 805 the tools of mindfulness to downregulate the stress response, even when life gets difficult. Attend a free introduction to mindfulness and register now for upcoming classes in Westlake, Camarillo, and Ventura. Visit mindfulnessmeditationwithaudrey.com. Be serene in 2016. That's mindfulnessmeditationwithaudrey.com.
Biodental Healing is not your ordinary dental office. We believe in a different approach to dentistry. Holistic dentistry. Holistic dentistry aims to help you enhance the overall health of your mind, body, and spirit through the power of alternative dental care. Experience our VIP touch, including removal of dangerous mercury fillings with extreme safe protective protocols. We even match your body with the ideal filling materials personalized for you. Located just off the 101 in Newberry Park, schedule an appointment today with Dr. David Villarreal. Call 805-375-2233. That's 805-375-2233. Ventura Water is dedicated to providing our community with quality water and wastewater services 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. We've been delivering drinking water from local sources since 1923, cleaning wastewater for more than a century, and preventing stormwater pollution for the past 2 decades. Ventura Water, a trusted life source for generations. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call 805-667-6500. That's 805-667-6500.
It's showtime. Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on The Brighter Side of Recovery. Sherry Gabe just stepped into the studio.
I sure did. You know how traffic can be sometimes, even on a Saturday?
Yep, exactly, exactly. Well, we are talking with Mike Herbert right now. We're talking about his book, Stay Healthy During Chemo. And we've got really 5 essential steps. And also, we were going to go back in and really talk about the 10 foods to avoid and why, and then what are the 10 best foods to eat and stay healthy, not only just during chemotherapy. Really, it's just through anything that that we are. I mean, it's preventative, isn't it?
It is. Absolutely, it's preventative.
Yeah. You know, my father passed away last year of bladder cancer, and actually his name was Herbert. Yes. So this is interesting. The problem was he was in his 80s, and he was very old-fashioned. And it was really hard for him to think about nutrition and supplements and diet. But, you know, his whole thing is, you know, what does the doctor say? What does the doctor say? And of course, you know, Western medicine doesn't always talk about nutrition and so forth. So what would you recommend to someone if they have a parent who's elderly that has cancer that, you know, they might be able to make a difference by, you know, eating better, you know,
well,
healthier?
That's where we're going. We're going with what are the top, 10 foods and why, and then what are the to avoid, right? So what are those, if you could kind of list that off? And that's what we're going to find in your book, correct?
Yeah. The one to avoid is most animal protein, unless the person has a vegan lifestyle, which is that's kind of the exception. Mm-hmm. Let's see, pastries, cookies, wheat products, oils such as canola, corn, soy, or palm, soybeans, soy products.
Why are soy products so bad for you?
Well, most people, first of all, can't digest them unless they're Asian descent.
Is that including tofu?
That includes tofu. Yeah.
Oh, I love tofu. I thought I was being healthy having tofu.
Yeah, and I know.
There's a beautiful book out there. It's called The Whole Soy Story. And, if you're into soy and you like soy and that type of stuff and you're not Asian descent, that is a great book to read.
Wow, really, that's
the
really
whole
fascinating
soy story.
Okay. I always end up getting tofu in my pad thai.
Yeah, and I love like garlic edamame.
Oh, we love those. We
know,
always get those
not,
for lunch.
Yeah. So, all right, I'm gonna read that.
Yeah. The other thing is basically, you know, all sweet fruits. These are anything that's high on the glycemic index. Sugars, artificial sugars or sweeteners. Let's see. It's always best not to microwave food. Lots of controversy around that, but rule of thumb, best not to. Dairy foods, they produce a lot of mucus.
Even yogurt, non-fat yogurt?
Yeah, even yogurt. Yeah,
so
they
really
still produce mucus.
So milk products, correct?
So yeah, we're back to vegetables and protein, huh?
Yeah.
Exactly, vegetables and proteins. Yep, and you know, there's some, and I'll get into the foods to enjoy in just a minute, but there's some grains and stuff like that that are very beneficial.
Mm. Oh, okay, I'd love to know what those are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, the foods to enjoy, I mean, there's a huge list, and actually they're categorized by one area, and it's a whole page of, you know, three thumbs up, the really, really great foods to enjoy. Then there's a half a page about ones that are still beneficial and to enjoy, but they only get a two thumbs up, and then the other one, it's only a one thumbs up. So, great foods to enjoy, a lot of vegetables. There's, you know, artichokes, asparagus, arugula, avocados, dropping down into collard greens, dark green leafy vegetables, fennel, mushrooms, shiitakes, seaweed. Not a lot of people have a taste for seaweed, but it's really incredible.
How about kale?
Yeah, kale's on the list. So is sprouts, sweet potatoes, and Swiss chard.
Mm.
So
now I heard kale was really hard to digest.
It is, unless you take the vein out.
Mm.
Unless you take the what?
Take the vein.
Oh, okay.
So you should be taking the vein out every time, and then it's fine?
Yeah.
Oh.
Unless you're juicing it. If you're juicing it, you automatically basically take out that fibrous aspect of it that, you know, can be hard to digest.
That's interesting. So, okay.
Yeah. One of the nuts and seeds are also on the list. Almonds, cashews, chia, extra virgin olive oils, flaxseed, pumpkin seeds, and walnuts. The grains are great. They're brown rice, quinoa. They're amazing to really help with digestion and raise the immune system.
Wow, I love it. Okay, some really good stuff here. What supplements do you recommend during chemo or, you know, in general?
Well, supplementation is an interesting thing about that, and there's huge, huge, huge controversy around it. Great thing to do for supplementation is, and this is the, you know, just to make sure and keeping chemistry simple, stop all supplements the day before chemotherapy and do not begin them until 24 hours after.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Okay.
Supplements such as, you know, for, you know, raising the immune system, some of it is the common stuff. It's echinacea, it's golden seal. Shiitake mushrooms, that can also be found in a powder. Reishi mushrooms can be found in powder form. Schizandra berry, which is a very, very, very powerful herb, and it's great for keeping the immune system healthy.
Hmm. Let me ask you a question, and Elise, maybe you can speak from this, and Sherry, you can speak from this. What is the biggest lesson that you learned as a caretaker, or what tips do you have for caretakers?
In tips in what way?
Well, you were going through chemo, and what did you need that maybe you got, or, you know, that people would?
I found chemo, going through chemo, to be, you know, extremely difficult,
And it was so hard for me. I had this like tunnel vision where I just kind of, all the doors closed and I just concentrated really hard on getting through it because it was really difficult for me. So I didn't have the wherewithal to think about what should I put in my body. I was just trying to, you know, get through
it. Did the doctors ever suggest anything to you?
They did not. No, I wasn't told. I mean, mine was 10 years ago.
Right.
And it's funny, I had a fantastic oncologist, but I never heard much instruction on what to eat or what not to eat. And that's why I find this book to be quite informative. And I think your listeners, you know, who are about to go into chemotherapy, they may not be hearing this stuff from their doctor, so I think it's really good.
No, they're not. You can be sure of that,
yeah,
for the most part.
Yeah, Mike, how about you? The same question. What is the biggest lesson you learned as a caretaker? What tips do you have for caretakers?
Yeah, well, with caregivers, you know, it's really about taking care of oneself, because we cannot take care of somebody else if we don't take care of ourselves.
I always say we have to fill our own cup, correct?
Absolutely.
Yeah. And I think to be open-minded, to be looking at all the different sources that are out there, not just what the doctors are saying.
Right.
Well, exactly. Well, with everything and with every profession, there's a limited view to every profession.
Right.
You cannot expect an oncologist to be a nutritionist. Mm-hmm. You cannot expect a nutritionist to be an oncologist.
That's a great tip right there. Mike, where do we find your book?
Let's see. Of course, on all online places. Amazon.com definitely has it there. They have it in, you know, in Kindle and paperback. Most bookstores, so, you know, check out your local bookstore and see if it's there. If it's not, they'll be able to order it.
There you go. Mike, thank you so much for sharing this here on our show, The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Recovery. And I hope that you'll, you know, keep in touch with us and share our show with everyone.
Absolutely, I sure will. And thank you so much for having me on the show, Kim.
You got it. Take care, and thank you so much. All right, we are going to take a really quick break, and when we come back, we're going to be talking with Joan Peck. We're going to be talking about Prime Threat, Shattering the Power of Addiction. And of course, I'd love to give something away right now. Saturday, comedian Paula Poundstone, March 5th, at Thousand Oaks Arts Plaza. We've got tickets for you at a 9:30 show, and I'd love to get those out to you. Call us right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Waking up to your aliveness is what Sherry Gaba teaches her clients in person, by phone, or through Skype. Sherry teaches you how to live a life filled with harmony, peace, joy, and purpose, with real tools to change anything in your life, whether it's a relationship, career, financial abundance, anxiety, depression, or any addiction, whether it's alcohol, food, even obsessive love, or the internet. Sherry is a licensed psychotherapist and a certified transformation and recovery coach. Call Sherry at 818-756-3338. Email her at sherry@sgabatherapy.com. And check out her website at www.sherrygaba.com. Surfaces USA is your natural stone and tile superstore. Come browse the largest selection of natural stone, glass, porcelain, ceramic, composite tile, and slabs. Through February, we're offering up to 75% off on slabs and prefabs in the slab yard, with travertine and porcelain starting at just $149 per square foot. Call us today and mention the Kim Pagano Show and get 10% off your order. 805-604-1568. That's 805-604-1568. Or visit us online at www.surfacesusa.com. Conveniently located at 380 South Lombard Street in Oxnard. Surfaces USA. We'll make your dream home a reality. Do you feel stuck and you just don't know why? Do you find yourself pushing others away? Are you not where you thought you'd be in life? Lorraine Crane, transformational coach and founder of Finding Blind Spots, will help you unblock the barriers you face in your life and move beyond your self-imposed limits. She'll teach you to explore, reveal, and conquer your negative thought process to create positive and productive changes. What are you waiting for? Discover and conquer your blind spots at www.findingblindspots.com. That's www.findingblindspots.com.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally,
on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us. I'm Kim. I'm here with Sherry Gaba. I'm here with Elise and Tom. And of course, our phone number here is 805-419-0008. I feel like the urge to just say this, as this is a recovery show. I just lost my mom the day before Valentine's Day, so it's very fresh to me. And you know, and I'm going through my grieving. I'm angry. I'm sad. I'm every emotion that you could possibly think. It's just, you can never have enough time with somebody that you love. And I know how to go on in life and pick myself up. That's what my mom, you know, taught me, and my parents, and you know, but sometimes it's just hard. You get little things like, you know, is your mom, you can't hear her voice ever again. That's the hardest thing. And I'm so grateful that I still have a couple messages that she left me. And so I just really, the reason I'm telling you this is because I've had such an outpour of people that have been there for me. And I thank all of you for that. And I hope that if somebody else out there is suffering, that that they're gonna have a support team and accept help. That's what it's all about. I never used to be able to do that, but I do. I so appreciate that. So,
and there's no accident that one of the guests today who you're going to be introducing has to do with the subject of grief.
Yeah, so and it is crazy. So again, our next guest is Joan Peck. We're going to be talking about Prime Threat, Shattering the Power of Addiction. And Joan, are you there? Welcome.
Yes, I am. Thank you very much, Kim.
Thank you so much for being here. And tell us a little bit about yourself. Is this your first book?
No, this is my fourth book.
Oh, congratulations.
My son died 10 years ago, and after he died of the drug overdose, I really needed to get my life pulled back together. And so the way that I did it was to sort of go back to my spirituality, but to write my first book, which was on the seven major chakras, the seven major energy centers of the body. And it was at that point that I could actually divide my living, because each of these chakras stands for one aspect of living, because otherwise it was so overwhelming for me to kind of recollect my life. And so I wrote two books on the chakras, and then I wrote a third book, an anthology, with 28 different spiritual modalities from 28 different authors here in the Valley of Las Vegas. And so through that, it helped me and opened me up so that I could receive the energy of what is in the book Prime Threat.
I would love it. Hi, Joan. This is Sherry, one of your biggest fans.
Oh, yes. Hi, Sherry.
Hi. Yeah, I've been reading your book. I love it. I think it's a really important piece of work. I think you give a lot of hope to parents who have lost children or who have children that are struggling with addiction. And so, you know, your son sort of channels through you, you know, and I don't know if people really understand what that means. Maybe you could just start there, because I think there are a lot of parents that we're going to be reaching with this show today that would probably love to be able to have the access to, if they believe that the energy of their loved ones are still out there. I certainly believe it.
I do too. I really do. I lost a baby. She was 11 months old. And you know, it's interesting. And now that I just lost my mom, I feel like I have, you know, and my grandmother, three angels that always are looking down on me. And I really believe that, and I feel it. And so I can imagine what you feel with your son. When did your son die, and how old was he?
He died in 2005, and he was 36 years old.
36.
And he had, as a child, just to give you some background, you know, at 2 years old, he was climbing up into medicine cabinets and drinking cough syrup.
Wow, at 2 years old.
Yeah, when I read that, I couldn't believe it.
Yeah. And I knew something was wrong, but no one ever thought that a child, particularly a small child, would have addiction problems. You know, I mean, nobody ever thought of that or dealt with that at that time. And, of course, we didn't have the Internet, so information was really quite limited, which sounds funny now when we can find anything we want on the Internet.
Right. We can surf on it.
You know, I would love for you to speak to this idea of being able to channel someone, I also believe in past life regression, but there's a book that I started reading when my dad died called Your Soul's Plan, and it talks about, you know, people come into this world for a reason. And in your book, you kind of allude to that your son came here and there were lessons that he had to sort of learn in this lifetime.
Teach you, probably.
Yeah,
right?
And I'd love for you to just kind of speak to that from a soul space.
Well, before Jay died, we talked about possibly helping others with addiction. And so...
you're saying?
This is my son. Before he died, he and I talked about helping others with addiction. And he and I had always believed that we are energy. So as energy, you can change form, but you never really go away. You can be in a different level, a different dimension, have a different vibration, but you're always there. So it's learning how to connect into it, and that is what I think Sherry wanted to know too, as far as channeling. Now, we all have that power. We all have our power to sit quietly and hear ideas or thoughts. Sometimes you can listen. Sometimes you'll hear actual words being spoken, which is what happened to me as well. And then I wanted to know more. And there is a good friend of mine who is a channeler. And by being a channeler, that person has the ability to gather information from energy. Which sounds probably a little odd, but that's how it works.
And it may be out there for some of our listeners, and that's okay. You know, everybody has a right to believe in what they believe. It may not match other people's religious beliefs, but there's just starting to be a lot more proof, I think, that this is real.
Right. And there are signs. We get signs every day. One of the things that helped me is I would get up in the morning and I'd say, all right, I know I'm going to get one gift today. And what is that? And we all have them.
What was one of your gifts?
Pardon?
What is, like, some of your gifts that you've received?
Well, the gift may be meeting people. I met Sherry. She was the gift for that day.
Aw.
I did walking down the street, and I could smile at somebody, and they smiled at me. It could be a bird. I love birds. So the hummingbirds would come to the window just to say hello.
Mm-hmm.
It could be a beautiful sunset. It could be anything that really is beautiful.
I mean, if you've ever complimented somebody, I do that a lot. I do compliment people a lot. And that sometimes people will say, God, that is so nice. Nobody ever stops to do that.
I do the same thing. I think that's so great. It's like, take a moment to honor somebody else in this life, because really it's a projection of how you feel about yourself.
I never thought of it that way, but it's true.
Yeah, it really is. So what help did he receive, and was it effective?
The help he received, he's been going to rehab many times. And the rehab was at the most 30 days. And it's not long enough.
No.
What people have a feeling is, well, what you've got to learn to do is not drink. Or what you've got to learn to do is not do any drugs. But the whole idea of a rehab has to be a whole changing of your lifestyle. So it's a lifestyle change. And when they get out of it, if they haven't been prepared to make that lifestyle change, i.e. change friends, if the friends are the ones who are also drinking and drugs with them, being able to have a job, being able to go to AA meetings or to have other support, and if that gets out of whack, then it's easy for them to go back to what makes them feel good. We as a society have really generated such such a sense of entitlement of pleasure. We're supposed to be pleased and pleasured all the time. And we keep propagating it in everything that we do.
That's interesting. So we're pleasure addicts.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, I don't know if you know this, Joan. Soba Treatment Center sponsors our show, and that is what the model that has worked the greatest, and that's why a lot of people go to Soba, is because they get the long-term care. They get much more than 30 days. They have to change everything. They have to change their friends. They have to change their community. They have to change their nutrition, the way they sleep, their meditation. What do you think are some things that your son was starting to shift, and then did something happen that he kind of, you know, reverted back?
In the book, he tells about how rehab really worked for him, because it was very confined. It was probably almost like being in the service. You had to report, you had to do specific things, and you had to keep on schedule. And with that came a true belief and hope that you could get rid of your addiction. Now, we always, and one thing Jay and I talked about, because I never liked it, when you talk to somebody who is a recovering alcoholic, they say, "Hi, my name's Joan, I'm an addict," or "Hi, my name's Joan, I'm an alcoholic." But what that "I am" statement does is keep you locked in there. So what they need to do that in the beginning, but wonder if you say, after you really have gotten your life kind of back in, on track, "Hi, my name's Joan, I used to drink. Hi, my name's Joan, I used to do drugs."
Or sometimes they'll say, "Hi, my name is Sherry, I'm a grateful alcoholic."
But you're owning it.
I think then you're stuck there. Do you agree with that? Is that what you're saying,
you're
Joan?
You're really owning it. When you meet somebody who's had cancer, they may say, "I'm a cancer survivor." But most of the time, they don't bring that up, because that's not who they are.
Well, they're so much more than their addictions, but the reason they say it, and I've gone back and forth on how I feel about this subject, is that they are trying to remember. They're trying to remember who they are, because, you know, one of the things that addicts and alcoholics have is very short-term memory. In other words, it's very quick to forget where they came from.
Well, and so it's a constant reminder. Like the STEP program, one step at a time, right? So, Joan, will you stay with us? We need to take a really quick break, and then we could kind of find out what you're doing now and
more about Jay.
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay, great. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Recovery, of course, sponsored by Soba. And do you want to give out Soba's phone number? I know we have a commercial.
Yes, I'd be glad to. 800-595-3803. That's 800-595-3803. And there's people there to help you and answer your questions.
There you go. Also, of course, we'd love to always trying to give things away here and really bring people back and have them enjoy all the things that we have out there to do. And I have tickets to the Fox performing on March 12th, and that is down in Riverside. It's a little bit of a drive, but it's so beautiful down there, and we've got the Forbidden Broadway. If you are interested in going and you would like to win, call us right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Have you ever thought about long-term care? MKN Financial Group provides long-term care planning and insurance that can be custom designed to cover expenses as you grow older. Long-term care can take place in the comfort of your own home, in adult daycare centers, and at assisted living or skilled facilities. With so many options to choose, Marcy Nunn can help you design a plan that is tailored for you. Call her today at 805-644-3535. That's 805-644-3535.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Do you feel stuck and you just don't know why? Do you find yourself pushing others away? Are you not where you thought you'd be in life?
Lorraine Crane, transformational coach and founder of Finding Blind Spots, will help you unblock the barriers you face in your life and move beyond your self-imposed limits. She'll teach you to explore, reveal, and conquer your negative thought process to create positive and productive changes. What are you waiting for? Discover and conquer your blind spots at www.findingblindspots.com. That's www.findingblindspots.com.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KPTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on The Brighter Side of Recovery. And, of course, I'm Kim. I'm here with Sherry, Elise, and Tom. And our phone number here is 419-0008, 419-0008. I want to invite you that if you or you know somebody or a family member, couples, families, whatever, if you're in some kind of a crisis and you need help, we've got therapists, we've got different people that specialize in so many things, and I would love to make that connection for you. You know, again, it's all confidential, but we would love to share that so that you can find some peace in what you're going through and really just some support. That's what we're really here, is really for that support. So again, our guest that we're talking to right now is Joan Peck. We're talking about her book, Prime Threat, Shattering the Power of Addiction. And just for anybody that's just joining us, Joan lost her son, and he was an addict, right? And from an early age, which is just unheard of. I've never heard of that, but, you know, and so what, and this is weird to say, but what is he doing now to try to overcome his addictions in his next lifetime?
That's a great question, yeah. Kim.
Well, what he's doing now is he is working with those who have higher vibrations, who have the love energy. One of the things that he said he couldn't do, he knew he was loved, but he couldn't feel love. One of the things he says in the book, he says, over here, the only thing that counts is how much you love and how much you feel love.
Mm-hmm.
And so they being the masters, Jesus, he's been working with Jesus and some of the masters, and learning that love energy, and that he is worthy of love, number one. He had, if you read the book, he shares different lifetimes of addiction. He's had a number of lifetimes of addiction, and he's carried that forward. And that is why when he died in 2010, that one of the first things I wanted to find out, because we had talked about so many spiritual things and then helping others, that we did have a pre-life agreement. Hopefully he would fix his addiction and we would help people with addictions here. If not, he would from the other side. And so,
so you guys actually talked about that before he left?
Yes.
That is so beautiful that you made this book happen, that you, this is incredible that you were actually talking to your son about helping addicts, and now this book is here. And so what kind of difference do you think this book can make for a parent out there that has a child? Or, you know, we always talk about the parents, but I have an ex-husband that is an alcoholic, and I'm just wondering, would you say to anyone that loved or loves someone that's struggling?
Well, I think you really understand what addiction is all about, and that what is needed. And for me, it prompted me to just love my son more, because he and I were very close, but to love my son more and understand what addiction is and to really share it. Because in the beginning, I have to be honest with you, I thought, you know, I don't know whether I can do this. I've got to really see the best way of how I can help people without, since I was so vulnerable.
Has anything happened that you are so glad now that you did decide to write this book? Have you hurt?
I knew I couldn't write them down. I knew I would always do it, but there was a time I struggled with it. I have to be honest.
Are you married, Joan?
No.
Okay. Where's the father? Does he know that you're communicating with your son, or?
he died. He was an alcoholic, and he died of alcoholism a number of years back. So we had a lot of that in the family.
Do you think that that's why your son was trying to put himself out of pain?
No, I think it was a number of things. I think he really, and what I believe in, is a disconnect from who we are. As he says in the book, we are such an outward focused society. We are what you do, and the measure of, and there's so much judgment. And it really does nothing but hurt people. I mean, we are not a loving society. And we have certain people that can do loving things, but as a whole, we are not a loving society. With women, particularly, we're told we're never enough. There are never enough beauty products that ever get us to where we should be.
We can never look young enough or thin enough or anything enough. You know, you said something really important that he didn't love himself, or that he wasn't authentically who he wasn't comfortable with the authentic person that he was. Maybe he never was, maybe he never became the authentic person that he was. And so I think that's a really important facet to this whole thing, is finding out who we are so that we're not in dis-ease, because addiction is a dis-ease, dis-ease, which is a being uncomfortable in our own skin. And so what would you suggest to someone out there that is uncomfortable in their own skin?
Well, I think meditate is probably the best thing that they can do. It's really learning to live inward. You also have to not own what anyone else says or thinks about you. Terry Cole Whitaker's book was What You Think About Me Is None of My Business. And I think that is the hardest thing to do. I had three steps, and this is what I'm talking about for talks to help people. It's how to transition your life to a life of grace. And one of the first things is to become an observer in life. The second thing, and there are steps to that, the second thing is how to live inward. And that's, again, where part of your meditation comes in. And that's to understand yourself as an individual energy, as part of the whole energy, and the power that you do have. I know that so many people say, well, gosh, I feel so sorry for the people over in the Middle East. They're suffering and whatever. I can't do anything about it. Well, yes, you can do something about it. And all you have to do is send that love energy, and that raises everybody. That love energy goes out into the soul and the energy of the whole, and it does affect it. There are two things that I thought was fascinating. Albert Einstein wrote a letter to his daughter. It's on my website, by the way. And he apologizes to his daughter because he says E=mc² is nothing compared. That energy is nothing compared to the love energy. And then Steve Jobs just wrote something before he died saying, you know, everybody thought he was so successful and whatever, and he was never happy.
Yeah, he had trouble with Steve Jobs. He had relationship issues.
He certainly did. But what he's saying is that love is the most important thing.
Yeah, that's.
I really believe that too. I believe that you have to start off with internal love. Internal love is loving yourself.
Knowing yourself, and you can't love yourself unless you know yourself. And so often addicts are looking outside of themselves to find what they're looking for, when it really is right there within them.
And it's interesting, is we look to our families. I just wrote a column, and we look to our families about how they were brought up. That's not always the right way. We need to almost our families are programming us, and sometimes we need to deprogram ourselves.
If it's not working, fix it.
Yeah. So anyways, Joan, leave us with a couple really great tools.
And how to find your book.
Yeah, well, a couple great tools that we can, if anybody's out there that's possibly going through anything that you are, what really helped you?
One thing that helped me when Jay was going through this, I would say to him, there's nothing that you can do that would make me not love you.
That's great advice.
And then I knew that no matter what, and then we'd say, of course, now let's talk about your choices. But I think everybody needs to know their love. And I think everyone needs to know they're loved from the beyond as well.
Oh, right. And you know what? I have four children, and I always tell them that I believe in you. I believe in you.
Yes.
And I never try to ever give up. I get frustrated, and we all do as parents, but I believe in you. And
addicts especially, they need someone to believe in them. They need someone to champion
them.
When
they're not believing in themselves, we need somebody else to believe in them.
Was that what you said? You said there is nothing you could do that would make me not love you? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, that's a that's
great. I'll always love you. I'll always love you.
Yeah, I love it. Joan Pack, where do we find your book?
You can go to Amazon.com. I have it both as an ebook or a paperback book. And just go to Amazon.com, look under certainly the title, Crime Threat, Shattering the Power of Addiction.
Well, thank you so much.
Or you can go to Joan at the Tech.
Well, thank you. And thank you so much for being a guest here. And I hope that you share our show with everyone. And we are at the end of our show. Thank you, everybody, for being a part of it. And, of course, I'm going to end this show with a moment of happiness. Life is 10% what happens to you and 90% how you react to it. With that, you have been listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Recovery. And it works. It's a process. It's worth it. And it's possible. With that, I'll talk to you next week.